without the person, without the Torah, the person supporting it, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's all right, because it's incapable of being mekabel tumah min ha'ra'is. So what is Rabbi Yehuda makpid? That something that is capable of being mekabel tumah min ha'ra'is. Now, so not only if he's tumah already, but even if he's tumah and he uses, he supports mekabel and ekonim. So then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not good, because the person who is capable of being mekabel tumah, So he's used as part of the midyan, because the makel wouldn't stand by itself if the person hadn't been holding it. Mashiach came, suppose you can set up a makel in the corner so that he should stand by itself without the person's hand supporting it. Then it's all right, even according to the Jews. Even according to the Jews. Alright, now. The Rash. Now let's go over again the Rash, and then we'll go over the Rosh. So, Hazich l'kidari shein zich l'kimayon in l'tayr l'chol shum yischil. V'anit v'in ki yimik shomim, ki nikri in l'tayr b'shbeir d'afki. L'hatz rab bo imsot. V'ayin l'tayr med avu edi shmuel k'rig ba m'yisho, dovit l'kbamti m'kvoiz, v'yim nisin shem yir bo neit v'in al hazich. V'in anit v'in l'tayr b'yashro, shein k'shir, כלים הביסחילה, הויל ונאי תווין מועטי, ויצטריך להשמיון, להשמיין עוד, אפילו במוקים שאין כדי תפילה בזכו, אלו אם כנאי תווין משלים אליהם, דילויתאי מאוחה, מייקו משמלון, פשיטה, דים כאיף שלו כל הנוריס, אפילו מנדום הנערה מקיף ומפך. Now he says, that he has the cash, the rush. Why does Rab Tzodek have to tell us the Chiddush that Robu Zeichlin ala Neitvim, so it's kosher? How could anyone conceive that it's not kosher? If Ribu Zeichlin ala Neitvim is possible, so that means that if any my Neitvim comes into a Mayon or into a river, so it puzzles it. So all the Mayonis are possibly Tvile. I mean, in every river sometimes. So Neitvin come in, and in every Mayon, I mean, in most Mayones. So people sometimes dump water into the Mayones. So Mele, so we couldn't even conceive of a kosher, Mayon or a kosher no. So this is what bothered him. So those Rishenim that hold that ala zichlin shirobu ala neitvi, shein kshirim, that the implication being that in the neitvin is robu ala zichlin, it's possible, and that applies only as the Ram in the Dorim says, the Ram, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Raivet, that it only applies to the new chance where the water wasn't zichl before. But where the Mayon was Zeichel before too, so then even if Neitvin is Robo La Zeichel in his kosher. So the Mele, the Chidesh, so the Mishneh has reference. The Mishneh has reference to the new channels where the water wasn't Nimsha before. So the Mele, there's the Chidesh. There's the Chidesh of Reb Tzodek. That if the Zeichlin is Robo La Neitvin, so even in new channels where the water didn't run before, now it starts to be Nimshach as a result of the dumping of the Neitvin, of the Shuvim. So it's kosher. It's a big chiddush. Pasheinke, but there is a shite of the Marik, the shite of Marik, and then the Ritvo in Idorim. Daf Meveis, Malef Meveis, mentions in the name of Arab Pinchas, there's the brother of the Ro. So that it's Oseah, that in the new Mikenes, it is Oseah, it is possible, even if Robu Zeichlin on Neitvin. Now, according to the Marik, in the new channels, it's possible even if Robu Zeichlin on Neitvin, Midrais. The Marik in Chuve Kufnun Vov Why is it possible the Raise? Because since prior to the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim, it didn't run in this channel. It started to run in this channel as a result of the water that was put in. So Memele, it wasn't a reading of Mayon. Because it doesn't run there naturally. It runs there as a result of the dumping of Mayim Shuvim. So Midraise it's possible. That Rav Pinchos says that in the new Mikemes, even if it's Chobos Echol HaNeitvim, so Midraise it's possible. I'm sorry. In the new Mikemes, so Midraise it's kosher, according to Rav Pinchos. But Midrabonon it's possible because of Marasai. But according to the Marik, it's possible with Raisa. So, according to the Marik, and according to Rav Pinchas, then the question arises, according to them, so Rav Tzadik does not have reference to the new channels. Because in the new channels, it's possible, even though it's Robo Zeichel on it. According to Marik, with Raisa, according to Rav Pinchas, with Rabbon, but it's possible. So obviously, Reb Tzadik has reference to the original channels. The original channels of Michael Mashmalon. So it's a strong kashi. Now, and Pashtus is that the Rashite, the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Rash, is that the Rashite is like the Marik and like the Rav Pinchas, and even more machmir than the Marik and the Rav Pinchas, because according to Rav Pinchas, it's only in Rabbonon. According to the Marik, it's in Raise, but only if you dumped Mayim Shuvim, but miut Mayim Shuvim. So then it's possible. But suppose you didn't dump any Mayim Shuvim at all, but you just dug new channels. And thereby you manipulated that water from this Mayon should run through the new channels. As long as the new channels were not dug, so it couldn't run through that channel. There was no such channel. Now that you dug new channels, so you enabled, you accommodated the main Mayon to run through the new channel. So according to Marik, it's all right. But according to the Rashi, it's mashma, that even that will be possible. Because inasmuch as the water runs through that channel only through the human intervention, because you dug new channels, and naturally it did not flow, so mainly it does not have any of Mayim. In other words, Mayim, by definition, according to the Rash, is water that flows naturally. Like, you know, the water that you see flow emanating from a spring in the mountains. So, I mean, there was no human intervention. But here, the water was flowing from the Mayon in a certain channel, in a certain wood. But it didn't flow in this new wood. So that was done, that was manipulated through human intervention. So it's not kosher. So the Rashi is the only one who says that. The Marik would be made there, that he has a din of Mayon. It has a din of Mayon. So certainly the Rashite is, that when he says, Hey Reb Tzadik, Ala Zeichlin Sherob Ala Neitvim, so then it must have reference to the original channel, not to the new channel. So Memele, yes, Ikashe, if it has reference to the original channel, so Michael Mashmalon, and if we doubt the testimony by Reb Tzadik, what would I say? That if you drop in a drop of Mayim Shuvim into a Mayon, so the Mayon becomes possible, I mean, that's inconceivable. This is what bothered the Rash. So he says, V'yitzrich lashminon, afu b'mokim she'en kidi tfile b'zichli. Elim kineitvin mashlimin lahem dilitei meoche Michael Mashmalon pshite dimkein yivzilu kolanoreis afilu mandoma nare mikivim avich. So the chiddush is that even though there isn't enough, originally there wasn't sufficient water to cover the whole person's goof, and only with the supplement of this my nitvin, there is sufficient water to cover the goof, so it's all right. But according to the Rishonim, we say that in the original channels, so even Robu nitvin azeichlin is kosher. And so the chiddush of Reb Tzodek is in regard to the new channels. So then there is no kashe why Michael Mashalom. If Reb Tzodek didn't tell us that, I would say that even if it's Robu Zeichlin and Eitvin, so the new channels are not mitaya b'zeichlin. All right. Neitvin shos zeichlin gemikve shepoat al svo seimim of yitzim b'zeichlin. Seimich hafil makal uikone. Oh, seimich hafil makal uikone. Oizav, oizav, esemchem yad v'regel. V'seipim v'kim tzirs ha'mayim. V'im nimok mechot, v'nas nejbeir. V'yir natom v'tim. Then Rabbi Yudah says, Rabbi Yudah says, kol dolam kabel tume, afilu toya. So you see, he doesn't say, afilu makal v'kone. So it seems that the Rash too explains it the way the Rabbi Batanora explains it. In other words, when he says, seimich afilu makal, he doesn't mean he just puts a makal in the corner and then the makal in the corner remains there by itself without the person supporting it. Then even according to Rabbi Yitzchak it would be good, because then the makal in the corner is not the medium that is in kabel tume, even if it accommodates odom and kelim, because it's only mikabel tume, it's only capable of being mikabel tume mid rabbonon, not mid raisin. But Rabbi Yudah says, "Seim hafil makal ukone," means that the person who is itoy, so can support it, even though the person also is used as part of the medium. It's not just the makal and the kone itself. And furthermore, he says, Rabbi Yudah, even the zav and the zove who are tomei mamish midraise, ava tomei, so they can use their own hands and their own feet as a medium. So then he says, Rabbi Yisi says, no. Kol dovam kaptume, afilu toya. He doesn't say afilu makal mikone. Because makal mikone by itself, without the toya, supporting it, even according to Rabbi Yisi is all right. Afilu toya. Kivim di mikabel tume, ima srilin me. Kilei me arimayim mit mikim schlosom. Vitaim di Rabbi Yisi kitam misach espore perigom. Nosin yodi ragli yodi rokis kishav, umayim lchov yis psul. Dovam kaptume peisim. For a time for exchange is Wachim, the Macron Mikumayim, Yetoy Rabos and the Tarate, Umi Yitoche, the Phil Rebu, the Polycoche, made the Hosso, the Hoche, Hamik Velosavishon. All right, now let's see the Hosh. Hazichlin, Hainen Yore, Sameshrim Kimayon, Itaya Bishilo, the whole show. So we act. When we learned the Mishnah in the first Perek, so then we went over this Rosh. So in other words, so it was pointed out that the Rosh, like this, it seems that most Rishonim hold that in the new channels, in the Mayon, in the new channels, so if it's not Robo Zechlo HaNeitvin, so then it's not entirely Zechlo. But the Rosh Shita is to the contrary. That in is more making vis-a-vis a Mayan, a real Mayan, a spring. So the Rosh Shita is that if it's flowing waters, and so then even Robo Neitvin Ala Zechlo, and even in the new channels, is also entirely Zechlo. Not like the Ran, the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Raived, the Rosh Shite seems that even in the new channels, and even though it's Robo Neitvin Ala Zeichlin, it's kosher. So what does it do with Reb Tzodek's testimony? So he applies this Mishneh not to Imayon, but to Inon. So, as the Tzemach Tzedek says, the Gullis Aliyah says, according to the Rosh, there is a distinction between a Mayon, a spring, and a no. No is also a Mayon, but he mentions a Rabbi Bechaye and Vayishlach, because he, in a Mayon, so it emanates from his source. And he doesn't emanate from any other source. But you know, so as it continues, as it extends, it emanates more and more water. So it's a different category in Noah. So in other words, so vis-a-vis Mayon, according to the Rosh, so Rabbonei Tfilah Zichlin is all right, even vis-a-vis the new chance where the water didn't run before. Mashein Kili Gabino, so in the old places where the river was running, or in the new places, so there it has to have Rabu Zeichlin ala Neitrin. But if it's Rabu Neitrin ala Zeichlin, it's possible. You know? It's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, I say possible. It's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Alright. So he said as follows. So that's why he says, Hazeichlin ki inori, shein Zeichlin, ki mayonin, litaya b'chol shu, vishile. Vanetin ki mikshomi, ki mikvin, litaya b'shmeren. Dafke, lahat ulatzke chavoyim so. Vahani taimid avoyin ishmuel, vifirik vameishu. Dovit libamti mikvoyim imenish, shemiyir b'netin la Zeichlin. והנטוי מתארים דרך סחילה. שהם קשירים לתאיה בסחילה. רב צוליק סייד, וייסטריך להשמינו נפיל במוקים שהם תפילה בזה יכולים, אלא אם כנטוי משלים אליהם. So he has the same kasha as the Rash, and he gives two תרוצים. But one teretz is the same as the Rash teretz. Now the question arises, בישלים according to the Rash, the Rash agrees with the Shita of the Marik, and the more Machmir than the Marik. So that's why it was difficult. So we had to explain it that way. But the Rosh, he's so makil, he's more makil than any other Rishi. He's at the other pole relative to the Rash. According to the Rosh, so by Mayon, the Aloha is that if Rabu Neitrin al-Azeichli, and even in the new Mikemes, so it's Vitaya, B'Zeichlin. So Reb Tzodek tells us a very big Chiddush. The answer is, no, Reb Tzodek does not tell us a very big Chiddush, because according to the Rosh, Reb Tzodek does not have reference to Mayon. Reb Tzodek has reference to Inor, but even in connection with Inor, there is still a big Chiddush, because the Shita of the Rosh is in connection with the Noor that on one hand, that if it's Rabbonei Tfilah Zeichlin, so even in the original Mikemes, where the Noor was flowing before he dumped the Mayim Shuvim. So if it's Rabbonei Tfilah Zeichlin, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. It's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. And on the other hand, according to the Rosh, if it's Rabu Zeichlin or Neitrin, not Neitrin or Zeichlin, so then even the new Mikemes, where the river wasn't Meishir before, but started to be Meishir as a result of the new water that was dumped into it. So it's also Mitaya B'Zeichlin. So Memele, what kind of Mikasha does he ask? My Komashmur Reptonic? Komashmur Reptonic. That even the new Mikemes, if it's Rabu Zeichlin or Neitrin, so even though the river originally continued only up to here, and as a result of the dumping of the new water, of the Mayim Shuvim, it extended and it started to be Nimshach up to here, if it's Rabu Zeichlin or Neitrin, so even in this area, it's Vitaya B'Zeichlin. So that's a Chiddush. So why does he ask? The answer is, the Rosh holds that when the Mishnah says, hey, Reb Tzodek, so Reb Tzodek testified in regard to the new Mikemes and in regard to the old Mikemes, where the river was Meisha before. So Bishleim, in regard to the new Mikemes, so the testimony of Reb Tzodek involves a Chiddush. He's expressive of a Chiddush. But in regard to the old Mikemes, what kind of a Chiddush does it express? So he says, there's the Kash. So this is what he says. V'yisrach lashminon, vis-a-vis the original Mikemes, the Chiddush is, afilu b'mokim, shein tfilu b'zeichlin, elu im kenei tvim ashlimu lehem, In connection with the original Mekemes, where the Noah was Misha before. Pshite, the Mekemes of Kol HaNoreis, Afil Mandoma, Nara Mekipi Mizborech, Pirish Mekemi, Misale, Selim Tram Mekipi. Loi Mi Boy, so in other words, he himself used the expression, Mandoma Nara Mekipi Mizborech. And then he says, Loi Mi Boy, it is needless for me to mention, So he says, the hard apostle mission do him shachtomit, do mifsik, elafil limandoma, nare mikife, mikife mizborach, kin yirali. Alright, that's one tenet. Then he gives another tenet. Now the kasha is, Michael Bashman, I'm sorry. And according to Rosh, the kasha is Michael Mashmal Rab Tzodek vis-a-vis the new Mekemes, the old Mekemes. Because vis-a-vis the new Mekemes, so there is a big Chiddush. But Michael Mashmal Rab Tzodek vis-a-vis the old Mekemes, where the Noah was mentioned before. So one Teretz was the Chiddush is that even if there wasn't originally enough water in the river to cover the person's goof, obviously the Rosh is referring to a very small knoll. So still it is kosher. Still it is kosher. Then he gives another tablet. The Chiddush even in connection with the old Mekemes is that the Chiddush is the Shemel Yuki Tzvech Tavke Robu Avloi Robu Loi Viloi Amrinon V'lo yamrinon kame kame bottom. That's the way it should be written. So, itzrich davke robu, avoloi robu, avoloi robu loi, v'lo yamrinon kame kame bottom. In other words, the chiddush, there is a very big chiddush by Reb Tzodek. Reb Tzodek tells us that al azeichlin shehobu al anitvi, let's say the mayo, the river had water. According to Rosh, it deals with rivers, not with the mayo. So it had water. Then it started to rain. But it didn't rain so much. It rained relatively little. And after all the water that rained in, so the original water of the Noah is more than the new water that rained in. So then it is kosher. So it is mitayim. But suppose it rained so much that the new water that rained in the course of the rain, let's say it has been raining for several days, continued to rain for several days, and if it turns out that the volume of water that rained in was more than the original water that was contained in the Noah, then it's not Mitaya Mizeichel. But we could argue that even if it rained, let's say, for several days, but not all the water rains in at once. So every minute, how much water comes into the Noah? Very little. So less than a gallon. And then, so we should say, let's say at 9 o'clock, so a gallon of water rained in, and then it stopped for a few minutes. Then it started to rain again. I mean, that's the way it happens when it rains. It rains, it stops, it rains again. So we should say that even though in total, the volume of water that rained in the course of the raining in of many times, there was a series of raining. It wasn't just one rain. So even though in total, the volume of water that rained in is more than the original volume of water that was contained in the river, but we should say kame kame bottle. So the aloha is, the chiddush is, we do not say kame kame. We do not say kame kame bottle. Now, Teitzves in Baruch Kamed Avkuf mentions a machlekes between Rav Netam and the Rivov. Now the question is, why don't we say kame kame bottle? Here Rav Tzodik says ala zeichlin shelo b'laneitim shenchir. Only if the total volume of water that drains into the Noah is less than the original volume of water that was contained in the Noah. But if the total volume of water that drained in is more than the original volume of water that was contained in the Noah, then it's not mitayav zeichlin. But why don't we say kame kame bottle? Why don't we say kame kame bottle? So Mele, since every time that it rains, so relatively little water comes in. So that little water becomes bot merov. Then 5 minutes later it starts to rain again. Another small quantity of water rains in. Again it got bot merov. Then 5 minutes later it starts to rain again. And another small quantity of water rains in. Again kame kame bottle. So in other words, so we say Chizaviniya. Why do we say Chizaviniya? Why don't we say kame kame bottle? So Rabbi Natan says that in as much as it is the derech of rain, you know, to rain and then to stop and then to rain again, so mimele, we do not say kame kame bottle. The reverse says that if it rained, let's say for half an hour, and in that half an hour, so relatively little water, a minute water, was added to the norm, and then it stopped, and then it started to rain again. So then we don't count up all the waters, the various waters that rained in, because we say kame kame bottle. But then, even though in total, the total value of the water in the course of the many rains, is more than the volume of water that was contained in the Noah originally, so then it would still be kosher mitayavizeichlin. Why? Because that would be considered, we would apply the halacha of kame kame bottle, so it would still be considered ala zeichlin shelo b'laneitim. The reverse says. It would be considered zeichlin shelo b'laneitim. But when is it considered? When would it be considered? Neitrin robo ala zeichlin if it rained continually without a stop? Incessantly, without any interruption. Sometimes, you know, you have a very big rain and it keeps on raining without a pause, even for a second. So, in such a case, we do not say kame kame bottle. So when Reb Tzodik says, ala zeichlin shelob al anetrin, ala zeichlin shelob al anetrin, sheim kshirim, so in other words, so that is, he has reference to the case where it stopped incessantly, without a pause, without a stop. But now, so the second tenet of the Rosh is that this is the Chiddush. All right. That we do not say, kame kame bottle. So what is mashma? How does that indicate that the Rosh agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Natan? Not with the Shita of the Rivo. Because if the Rosh had agreed with the Shita of the Rivo, he wouldn't say, hoyu vidalkom mikach. He should say, hoyel v'yodu kshe. Hoyel v'yodu kshomi. Bili Hefsek. He doesn't say Hoyu V'yoduk Shomim Bili Hefsek. He says Hoyu V'dalkom Mikach. So that means even if there was a Hefsek. So the Mele, we do not say Kame Kame Bottle. So that's the Chiddush. Hoy Shemol Yuki Yisrael Davke Robu Avoloi Robu Loi V'lo Yamrinon. V'lo Yamrinon. There is a one word is missing. V'lo Yamrinon Kame Kame Bottle. Why not? Hoyu vidal. Alright. Now. Now here is the long rosh. Neitin shoson zeichlin. Kim mikvish and ifas al swase. You may have yet to be zeichlin. Also, little bay. Kim shemia mikvin in aru. Vizril lot says. Hare you table be mikvizeichel. Vafil yishoya be mikvim so. Achashi it's a zeichlin. מקום כי מחשתם מי הוא תיבל גם במים עליינים שהם זה יכלים. Now you see this Rosh should be analyzed in conjunction with the Rosh in paragraph Yudalit in Hilchas Tefillin, in Hilchas Mikveh. But so there he discusses it alibe drash. So he mentions stupshotim in the Rash. Now, but let's see what the Rosh says here. Neitzin shos zeichlin ke mikveh she nifchat al tzvosei umeim av yeitzin zeichlin also le mitzvah bei kim she meyamik ve ninahu ve yischil lo tzeis hari yutenu be mikveh zeichlin ve afilu yishoya be mikveh memso acha she yeitzu ha zeichlin mikom okei hashte miye hutei veil גם במים ואליינים שהם זכלים. אם זה זכלים. Then he says, בנוח אני אסו לפורש, אם מה ירדה ממקווה ממסו, אם לא שאיסתי מסחילה, ואשת ניחה דפס לרבי איסי משום, תשאיר איך שמקווה נעשה לדבר מקבל תומה, אבל מי שואל במוקי, אבל מי שואל במקווה, ממסו ואין איסי איסי מלהר בסמיים, ומקווה עושה לתומה, ולך, לך פירוש אין נשאר, מקווה בו ימסור לכל העולם מותר להתרבק, אף כשזכר ממאי לו, כי בדיקה מקווה נזכר, ולא יפליגה, אלו במקווה שלא ישוי הממסור אחר שיצא זכרים, תרבי איסי סוב ועדו אשר מקבל תומי עם הסחילים בי, כי לא עם הרי מאמינים בי הסחילה, כי אם נסתי מזוג רמז, הכשרה של מקווה, ותאי מקטנה מפרק גבוב, דיפור, אנוס נהיה דרק לאלי רוקייס, כדי שיעב לו מים חוב יספסורלים, ומפור שתיים מהם, בפרק בי זזבוכים, דמקרו מכם מקווה מים יתוי, אבל עושה לי תארת, ורב יהודה סובה, שיוכל ליסמר בקונה עם מקל, ואפילו עם קלם מתמויים, וכן זהב ויזוב ויסיס מביד וברגל, לעקב המסחיל, not like the Rambam, you see that all the Rishonim, they don't explain like the Rambam, that אפילו זהב ויזוב means, if it was done, על דמקל וקונה, so even זהב ויזוב can be taken. But they interpret אפילו זהב ויזוב in the sense that the זהב ויזוב can be used as mediums. ויף שדרב יהודה מיד בעיד מסר הספור את ישנו אחרי שם מכיר כושר ועל ידו ברם קבל תומם ונאי אשר יפסל. So that's the second pshat. So far he mentioned two pshat. And here he doesn't say that the first lotion is one perush in the Rash. The second lotion is another perush in the Rash. In the Hilchas Mikvah is the Rosh spells it out explicitly. That the first lotion is one perush in the Rash. The second lotion is another perush in the Rash. Here, he doesn't say in the Rash, but he mentions the two pshotim anyway. So in other words, according to the first Loshon, so, let's say, here is a mikveh, and here is a keser, and according, forget this nekev, there is no nekev here, there is a nekev here, and let's say, here there is no nekev. So memele, you have to use your imagination anyway. So suppose here is a mikveh. So forget this nekev. There is no nekev here. There is a nekev here, high up in the keser. Now, here is the level of memso. And where's the nekev? Above the level of memso. So then it starts to leak out. It starts to leak out through this nekev. So of course it leaks out very little, but after all the water will leak out of that nekev, there will still remain memso plus, because the nekev is high in the keser. So that's the first lotion. So the first lotion says, now suppose there is a nekev, and then you use a makel or ikone, makel or ikone, or someone who is mikabel tume, you use as a medium to block so that it shouldn't leak out. So according to Rabbi Yossi, since since it's over a kabel tube, so it cannot be used as a medium to block some mele, and without some mele, it's possible. So what do we see according to the first lotion in the Rosh? That suppose he doesn't use anything to block the leaking, it is also possible. Because if we were to assume that we don't care about the fact that if the water starts leaking out above the level of Memsor, so why should it matter that the Dovram Kabel Tume blocks it? If, let's say, without blocking it, it is considered as a mikveh zecheles, so then it has to be blocked. So then the aloche of the aviosel ditare applies according to this. Because without the blockage, so the mikveh is possible. So only if it is blocked. So mainly you can block it, let's say, with a plastic makel. That is not mikabel tume. So then you can block it, even according to Rabbi Yis. But you cannot use, since without blocking the schile. So it's possible, it's a mikveh zecheles. So mimele, even if you block it with a dovo hamkabel tume, it's still possible. But it's muchach, that according to the first lashon in the Rosh, if you have a mikveh, and there is a nekev in the keser above the level of memsor, and water keeps on leaking out through that nekev, so then you cannot be tabled in that mikveh. So why? So since you cannot be tabled without blocking it, so then the question arises, so can you block it with Lovam Kabel Tume? So on that point, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi. But according to both, if you don't block it, so then the mikveh is possible. That's the first losh. So he says, ki mikveh shenifchas al svar, say yomim av yetzim izich, li osal little day, ki mishem mea mikveh nina alu vizchal lotzeis, shal yitemu b'mikveh zeichel, v'afil yishoya b'mikveh mem so, achar sheyitzah zeichel, mikol mokim, hashtemiyu, hu teveil, gam b'mayim el yenim shem zeichel. So it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rosh, even though it's discussed, but it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rosh, that according to the first Lashon, so if you don't block the leakage, so then you cannot be teveil not only on top, but even at the bottom, because this rosh can be explained in two ways. You could say that when the rosh in the first rosh says that until you block the leakage, so you cannot be teveil, so it only means if you are teveil above the level of memso. Now let's say the mikveh has mem 100 so, has 500 so. It's 500 so. And there is above the level of memso, so there is a hole. There is a negative. And water starts leaking out. But it will take maybe a month until all the water that is destined to leak out will leak out, will have leaked out. So it will take a month. It's a very small nekev, but drop by drop, it keeps on leaking out. So it will take a month until everything that is destined to leak out will have leaked out. In the meantime, until that happens, people want to be teveil in the upper level of that mikveh. So in the upper level of that mikveh, the tefillah is not a good tefillah, because in the upper level, so it's destined to leak out. But maybe in the lower level, where memsor will remain, even after all the water that is destined to leak out will have leaked out, so maybe according to the first Lashon Rosh, it is still kosher. This is how some explain. Some say, no, that when the Rosh, according to the Rosh, in the first lotion, so the mikveh is possible and the tefillah is ineffective, even if he's stable in mat. And as a matter of fact, the amidaik, those who explain the Rosh that way, are amidaik from the lotion of the Rosh. Vafilu yishoya b'mikveh memso, acha sheyitza azeichlin, mikol mokein, hashtem miu teveil, gam b'mayim o'el yeinim sheyitzeichlin. So he says, hashtem miu teveil, gam, also, b'mayim o'el yeinim sheyitzeichlin. If the Rosh had reference to a case only where the person is stable in the upper level of the mikveh, so then he shouldn't say, Mikol Mokeim, hashtag, Miu Tevil Gam B'mayim Al Yem Shezichlin. But he should say, Miu hashtag, Miu Tevil Achshov B'mayim Al Yem Shezichlin. Why did he say, Gam B'mayim Al Yem Shezichlin? So that tends to indicate, I mean, it's not Irayim L'chachas, but that tends to indicate that according to the first Loshon of the Rosh, so the Tefillah is no good until he blocks the leakage. So the tefillah is psulo, even if he is stable in mato. Even if he is stable in mato. So he's stable in mato, so the question arises, but even after all the water will have leaked out, there will still remain mem so plus. So why should, and he is stable, so he is stable in the mayim, that is not zeichin, that is not destined to be zeichin. So the answer is, that's pshat in the Rosh. I mean, if we explain it that way, because of the halacha of Yiruv Mikvois Kishver HaSaneid, so what does it imply? That when you have water in the mikveh, and if a person is stable here, it doesn't mean that he's just stable in this corner. He's stable in the water in the other corner too. So Memele, even since the word the Mayim or Yeni, Azeichalim, so Memele, even if he's Tevil in the Mayim Atachteinim, but through the Aloha of Yeruv Mikvois, when he is Tevil in the Mayim Atachteinim, he is Tevil in all the Mayim, the Mayim Atachteinim and the Mayim Alien. This is what he says, if we explain the first lotion of the Rosh that way. Miu Mikol Mekim Hashtem Miu Tevil Gam Mayim Alien Yushtel. Va'anochi Yisrael Forech. The Mayre Dei Mimikve Memso Im Loi She Yistem Aschilek. So in other words, that in the case where the nekev is here, above the level of memso, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be blocked. If it doesn't have to be blocked, it can be teveil. It can be teveil even before it's blocked. So certainly it doesn't matter that he blocks it with the dovah amkavitume. Who cares? It doesn't have to be done altogether. So it's not relevant. But when is there the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael, whether you can block it with the Dovram Kabel Tume, if the Nekev is right here, and the level of Memso, which is here. So after all the water that will have leaked out, then there won't be Memso. But right now, and for another month or 2 months, or maybe every year, or maybe a year, there'll still be Memso left. Sometimes, you know, there is a very tiny Nekev, and you know, it leaks out drop by drop. It might take a year maybe until it will be reduced to less than the memso. So in such a case, you cannot be tevil until you block the nekev. So the question is, can you block it with the Dovam Kabel Tume, or you can't block it with the Dovam Kabel Tume? There's a second one. Anochi Yisali for age. Now again, in the second lotion of the Rosh, there is also a machlekes in interpreting it. Just as in the first lotion, there is a machlekes. How we should interpret it, whether the first lotion says that until you plug the leakage, you cannot be teivel. He means you cannot be teivel in the upper level, in the mayim elyonim. But in the lower level, yes. Or you can, the first lashon says, you cannot be teivel until you plug the leakage. You cannot be teivel in the mayim atachteinim, because it's warm water, it's miure. So there is a machlekes in the interpretation of the second lashon too. I mean, one follows from the other, because it all depends how we interpret. The interpretation of the second lashon is contingent upon the interpretation of the first lashon. So some say that when the second lashon, when the Rosh says in the second lashon, that if the nekev is above the level of memso, then you can be teivel. So it means you can be teivel in the mayim atachteinim, you can be teivel. But in the mayim alyenim, not. Even according to the second lashon, in the mayim alyenim, you cannot be teivel. Because the mayim alyenim are zeichli, bimtzir zeichli. Because the mayim alyenim are destined to leak out in due course. So when does the Rosh in the second lashon say that you can be teivel if the nekev is above the level of memsor? So it only means you can be teivel in the mayim atachteinim, but the mayim alyenim not. And then the others who say, no, that according to the second lashon, you cannot be teivel. You cannot be teivel. You can be teivel in the mayim alyenim, because inasmuch, again, on the basis of yogic ways, inasmuch as after all the water that is destined to leak out will have leaked out, there will still remain memsor. So memela that consider that the mikveh is not zeichel. And if the mikveh is not zeichel, so even if you are teivel in the mayim alyenim, and the mayim alyenim are destined to leak out, but through the aloche of veil of mikvois, when you are teivel in the mayim alyenim, you are teivel in the mayim tachtenim too. So memela doesn't make any difference where you are teivel. Because wherever you are teivel, you are teivel everywhere. So memela doesn't make any difference. But they are two pshat. Alright, now. So first he refutes the first wash. Now he refutes the second wash too. So why does he dislike the second lashon? Because the pshat of neitrin shoson zeichlin does not have this connotation. Because neitrin shoson zeichlin has the connotation that he made it zeichlin. According to the first lashon and the second lashon, what does Neitrin Shoson Zeichlin have reference to? Not to a case where he makes it Zeichlin. On the contrary, it was Zeichlin before he de-Zeichels it, not that he makes it Zeichlin. So that's not Neitrin Shoson Zeichlin. So he de-Zeichels it. So it doesn't come. Substantive halacha, but on the basis of the use of the expression in the Mishnah. So far, it's mashma. V'gam loshini maschilin koshli foshim min yad schila. V'eid time the Rabbi Yisrael mistabre klal. And then, so first he is masik against the previous lishenes from the point of view of the loshin used in the Mishnah. Now he mentions a substantive objection. In other words, according to that pshat, so Rabbi Yisi is telling us such a big chiddush that something that is used as a blockage comes within the halacha of avios nalitare. Why that? Avios nalitare only implies that the transmission of the water has to be done through a medium that is not mikabel tumei. Not that the meneya should consist of something that is not mikabel tumei. So this is a substantive objection, not just on the basis of the lotion of the mishnah. Very time Rabbi Yisrael Mishtabek Lalloi Dov Laim Sekspor Kim Shamik VeKosher. And what is the Odom or the Zav, the Zove, are used only as meinim, not as transmitters. In other words, the whole Aloche of Avios Alitara only implies that a Dovo HaMikabel Tome or a Dovo Tome cannot be used as a transmitter. Not that a Dovah HaMikabel Tumei cannot be used as a Meneya, as a blockage. Kibish HaMikri Kosha U'Meneya Pshul Al Dovah Tumei V'yei Yisem Eze Amrina B'Shilat Pirkin U'Meide Shegeid HaKelim V'Tevu Beh. So that's in direct conflict to what Rabbi Yisi says here. V'nira Li Lifore Shnei Trim Shenikvu Limokem Ache Limokem Echo She'osho Zeichli Le'ilichom Limikri. Now he mentions a third pshat. Zeichlin, neitvin, she'osa zeichlin. Neitvin, she'mikul imokamecho, she'osa zeichlin. Leilichom limikve, seimich, afilu makel, afilu kone, vafilu zav, izove. Seimchim, amakel, vakone, she'yevu, she'yavu, amayel, imikve. Ki makel, vikone, heim pshutik leit. Vi'av, al pi, she'azav, seimich, amakel, biyode. Bisho, she'amayim, evrim. Krinem bei Havioson al ditare Kimishamai Mevrim al Gav Yode. Now here you have a new pshat in the machlekel between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yisi. So he says that Neitri Shosu Zeichlin doesn't mean that he uses the makel. He uses the makel as a meneya. But Neitri Shosu Zeichlin means he uses the makel as a transmitter. He wants to transmit water into the mikveh. So he uses the makel as a transmitter, as a medium of transmission. So then Rabbi Yude says, Rabbi Yude is also made it in the aloche of Avios Nalitare. But Rabbi Yude says, to take, to take that an Odom should take his hand and that the hand should be the transmitter, that even according to Rabbi Yude is no good, because an Odom is mekabel tumei. But if he takes a makel, and the makel in the Ra is not mekabel tumei, the fact that it can be mekabel tumei in the Rabbanon, that is not important. We don't consider it. So we see that the Rosh is chelik on the Rambam. That we don't consider. So he says, not only can the makil be used by itself as a transmitter, that everybody will agree, even Rabbi Yisi, but even if it is necessary for the odom to support the makil, in as much as the water doesn't go over his hand, he is used just as a support, but the water goes over the makil into the mikveh, not over his hand. The hand is only used as a maimon. So Mimele, it's not inconsistent with the aloche of Avios Nalitare. So then Rabbi Yisi says, furthermore, even if Izav and the Zove support the makel, inasmuch as the water doesn't go over the goof of the Zav and the Zove, over the hands or the feet of the Zav and the Zove, it goes over the makel, and the Zav and the Zove are only mamidin. They are maimi the makel. So it's not inconsistent with the aloha of Avios Nalitare. This is what Rabbi Yude says. Rabbi Yisrael. Kim shinamayim eivu malgav yodik ilamim efrigo po'al ikonim malakonim koshim v'Rabbi Yude koma loy mi boye zav v'Rabbi Yisrael koma loy mi boye zav that if he supports it So it's inconsistent with the Aloch Vavasatare. But even though the Toya supports it, it's inconsistent. Why? Because he's capable of being Kavutum. Ela filu Toya kibli bakabalitumiu, lo yismach maki. Vahid ali kari maile, kishinais in odom, all in lishe, lishom, telem bo amai, vilo hoyu biyode bisho of ramai. We are Rambam, but suppose he puts the makel and then he leaves his hands off and the makel stays there by itself, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it can be used as a transmitter. Because Pshutik Leis is not Mikabutumim Raise, and we are not concerned with the fact that it's Mikabutumim Rabbam. So this is the third Pshat. And then he mentions the Rambam Pshat. And the Rambam Pirish, Hazeich Lin Hainan Neoris. והיוערים המאישרים מן המיונס, יש להם דימיון לכל דובו, והנטפים כאילו יש מיון שהוא על האור, ומים אופני כלים טיפין טיפין, למטו בשפולי אור, ואף על פי שיש עם טיפס ילס במרוצו, תקב זו החזו, כי משנזיך לנה לירדים בהפסק, יש להם דמיקווה, ובויים הם סור, ואינו מתאר מסחילה, ופסול מזום צורויים, וקדש בחטוס, ויהיד, ויהיד, רב צודק, ובנית מה זיכלין שחוזרו לי מה, לא עד איזה רמב״ם שם. נטין שזו עושה זיכלין, again, he proceeds to explain it according to רמב״ם. כלימה, אם ירצה לעשה סום זיכלין, סיים לך אפילו מקל וקונה שאין כלים, כדי שירדע מים דרך קונה ומקל בלי הפסק, ויוז ידבו לבי, ואפילו זו וזו ודה מים חיים לי. ואגב זו, נוקי זו, דזו ולבוי מים חיים, ואין משמעים, that's all the part and parcel of the רמב״ם's פשט. ואין משמעים לרבי יהודה, דלאב לי אינטום וויתר לבדו למכשירן אל המים, אלא אף לי ניסה והתה, ואפילו עזוב ושיהיה בו, עד שתיד ואל תבלס ואינטרס לבית, ופירי זה נוחי. And then, he likes the Rambam's פשט, ופירי זה נוחי. דל פירש רבי נשימשן, פירש רבי נשימשן, even though the Rambam has this pshat, and the Rambam pshat is that the whole psul of Avios Alitume applies only to Mayon. It doesn't even apply to Mikveh. But the Rosh pshat is that it applies to Mikveh too. But still, he's able to follow the pshat of the Rambam, even though he disagrees with the Rambam on the question as to whether Avios Alitare applies to Mikveh. But this Mishnah refers to Mayon. But the halacha of Rabbi Yosef al-Ditare can apply to mikveh too, So he accepts, and then in the Hilchas Mikvois and in the Tshuveh, I think it's called Chofalet. So he also accepts the pshat of the Rambam. Oh, so dilpir is enochi. Dilpir is Rabbi Nishimshen. Lo motel mikshomim mikveh. So in other words, you see, the Rambam explains, that means if the water flows in a continuous jet, then it has a din of mayon. V'anetvim doesn't mean as the other Rishonim say, hanetvim mikshomim kimikve. Because that's strange. The Mishnah has to tell us that netvim is kimikve. How is a mikve made? How is a mikveh prepared? How is a mikveh prepared? All the mikvahs in the world. How are they prepared? How? All right, so certain modern mikvahs are made for mice. But there are many who answer, I mean, this kind of a mikveh. So how are mikvahs made? Through mikshonim, I mean. And certainly years ago, how were the mikvahs made? For mikshonim. So why does the Mishnah tell us? V'anetvim kimikveh. Netvim means mikshonim. So he tells us it's kimikveh. What kind of a chidesh is it? If this is not kimikveh, so what is a mikveh? What is a mikveh? A mikveh is a reservoir. It's a pool in which water was stored. What kind of water was stored? Mimayon water. Mikshonim water was stored. So this is how all the... This is how all the mikvahs in the course of the years were made. In other words, the doggy bear, and then they waited until it started to rain, and then it rained in. So then that became a mikveh. So why did the Mishnah tell us? But according... So why did the Mishnah tell us? But according to the Rambam's pshat, it's very good. Because Hanitriki Mikve also has reference to Mayon. So, Hazeichlin Ki Mayon, if the water from the Mayon flows in a continuous jet, then it has a din of a Mayon. But if the water from the spring drips down, drop by drop, with the Keluach Hanipsak, then it has a din of a Mikve. It's not kosher for Zavim Mitzvah. Right. So he says, "Do fi pirush Rabbi Shimshon lo makor le mikshomim neitvin, veid lo matir le mikshomim mikve, val hika mikve mi mikshomim. Hu mikve, umashe mikshomim mitanim bizeichlin, hanikedim shebo le mikve, veid lo shen azeichlin shelo mal neitvin lo nire, ki azeichlin kidmu, v'avu le mei ma'beid shel yirob neitvin kshe." So in other words, so he mentions four pshatim. And he accepts the Rambam's pshat, which is the fourth pshat. But it does not mean that he agrees in the Shittas Rambam that the Halacha of Rabbi Yosef al Ditare applies only to Mayon. He doesn't agree with that on that point with the Rambam, but he agrees with the Rambam's pshat here. Now, I really should go over the Rosh in Hilchas Mikrois, but I want to finish the next Mishnah. So let's go over the next Mishnah. Gal shenisla shu go yabo imso vino falo do balakei limiteirin kol mi kol mokim sheish bi yabo imso teiv matbilin bechitzin uvinotzin na kol mi kol mokim sheish bi yabo imso teiv matbilin teiv means odo matbilin means scale. Now it's true that mid raise so you can be teivayli small kele like machitzin areas. In a ribis, that's with reise, but with rabbonim you certainly cannot be teveil, even a small needle. In a mikveh less than aboim so. So that's why the Mishnah says, kol mokim sheyesh be aboim so, teveil madbilim. Madbilim bechitzim v'notzim parzas hameir. Parzas hameir is a pit that was formed through the stepping and the treading of the hameir. So, hamurebes bipiko. Now let's see the Rambat Nore. Gal shenislas min hayom sheinot miseya v'nofalot l'akeilim teirim lichum bilvad lichum libo lekavone avu maizah sheinu litrum elu itir atei ve'ilat sheyechavim. That's a gemore in chum in ergige. In other words, when we say that gal shenislas and it fell upon a person, so it's toir, so it's only ligabe chum, but ligabe maizah sheini and trumo and needless to be mentioned kedesh. So that requires kavone. Now, if that person unexpectedly was overtaken by gal, so then he didn't have kavone. But in Echname, we could visualize, and the Gemara says even that this din should apply even to Maisa Sheni and Truma. True, it is in this kavone. Suppose a person stands on the shore of the sea, and as he sees the waves breaking, so he has kavone. That he bends down, and he has kavone that this wave, as it breaks, should overtake him. So then it would be good, even in connection with Maisa Sheni and Truma. Teivin ishvisho, madvilin keilin yedayim, bimokin shitzor tilas yedayim, kigein li keidesh, li sagi bin tile. Now, in respect to chum, or trumo, so you can be mitayad yedayim. Now, the chachmi bishamah and chachmi bisilel, so they were gezer tumo al yedayim. So stam yedayim asher yedayim tum, stam yedayim. Even though his hands are clean, best way, so they are sheni litumi. In order to remove the tume, you have to do one of two things. Either you pour a release of water from a kele upon your hands, so that removes the tumashio of the yodayim, or you just immerse your hands in mikveh. So if you are, let's say, at the shore, at the beach, and if you want to eat, and you don't have a kele, all you have to do, or even let's say at the shore of a river, So all you have to do is to immerse your hands, and then that's all right. But then you have to say the bracha not al netilas yadayim, but al tefilas yadayim. But as far as chum and chumo is concerned, so the tare can be affected either to netile or to tefile. As far as kiddush is concerned, so then the tare can be affected only for tefile, not to netile. Chitzir lichov muruboyim kimoro, sheni mikurim, nitzim ktsorim matu chomim malo, pasra mevadim pasra beimo. Amorebes bibiko, kumo shinasi bikarga, nipalas esrego shol beimo, viniskapcu bamayim, vimorebes lemikva shalem so, al dineke vishvere saleid, mabilim bo. So what does that mean? Parsis hameya? So the question was, how can a parsis hameya have enough water of memso? So the answer is, no, it's not necessary that the parsis hameya itself should have memso. The parsis hameya can have very little water, but then it's connected with the rest of the water, with the mikveh of memso, through a nekev shveres aneid. So then you can put in a needle that became tomei in the parsis hameya and be madurat. All right. Chardal eshok shomim. Bishamayim rim. Matbilim b'chardales. Chardales, whether it's chardales or hardales, chardales k'moy hardales. Zere mayim aboyim midal yishalho, pirish megei v'aor, v'afilayim mitchlos v'atzei funal memso, matbilim b'visham. Now, if it's a chardales shal kshomim, so it's in his land, so it's katafres, and then the water is echli, so it should involve tupsuli, first of all. Hanitzik v'katafres is in chibur, l'tum l'tare, and then zeichlin. Only mayon is entire b'zeichlin. The water that flows, so it's zeichlin. So bishamai, so according to one lashon in the Rash, bishamai reject both halachas. First of all, they reject the halacha that katafres is in chibur, and bishamai hold katafres is a chibur. And secondly, they reject the halacha that mikveh is not mitaya b'zeichlin, bishamai hold mikveh is mitaya b'zeichlin. Not only Beish Beiren, but Mikri is Mitaya B'zechlin. So Mele B'shamay say, Matbilim B'chardales. B'silim M'mei Matbilim, for two reasons. A Matbilim. First of all, Katafras in Chibur, and then Mikri is not Mitaya B'zechlin. U'meidim Shulgiga Kelim V'teilu Be'em. V'kelim Shigoda Be'em Lo Yudfu. Let's see the Rab. B'b'silim M'mei Matbilim Lachi Yabboim Son Mokmechot Shein Chardales Mitaya G'zele Beish Beiren. Shigida Kelim V'teilu Be'em. Eisim Mechitze B'kelim. Kidei she yakwi ilchamayim v'liyuzeichle v'tei veil so umeidim so b'silel even though b'silel say imat bilin so as long as it is eichel so imat bilin but suppose he puts up a kele and he stops the schil so then you can be tei veil on either side of the Keile. Now the question arises, but at that point, that should be told in Machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yisi, whether something, according to the Rash Pshat, whether something that is Mekabel Tume, whether it can be used as a blockage, as a Minea. So how does the Mishnah say, Umeidim Bisil is made into Bishamai, Shurigeda Kelim Itilbe? So the Rash raises that question. V'kelim shekoda b'hem lo yutfu. V'kelim shekoda b'hem lo yutfu. In other words, the same kelim that he uses, so is not ele tvile, because one side of the kelim was not immersed in water. Right. Shekida kelim v'teilu b'hem, sheis mechitza b'chilin, kish yakvi l'chamayim, v'lo yu zeichlin, v'tei v'eil b'yisramayim, shemesich mechitza z'akli, she'ein kime mikveh. וכאילו שכל הבן לא יתפו, לפי שלא יותפו על כל הכלי, במים שבשיח המחיצה, כי מהצד שכלפי החרדלס, ולא יצד שכלפי החוץ. In other words, the חרדלס is here, but the חרדלס keeps on flowing. If you put the כאילו here, so then it stops flowing, so it remains confined in that area. So, but, so ממילא, that כאילו itself, so is overtaken with water on this side. But on that side, it's if he puts the kele at the end of the chavales. So mele, on that side, it's not overtaken by water. V'kashi v'omar Rabbi Yisrael Yil kodom ha-shem kabutum ha-maschilin bay, v'yichet polik ha-bisil shemilim shegil ha-kelim v'tegu ben. So, that's one of the reasons as to why the Rosh accepts the Rambam's pshat. Rambam's pshat, or that's one of the reasons as to why the Rosh in the third Loshin mentions another pshat. So according to the third Loshin and the fourth Loshin in the Rosh, this aloche is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say that something that is kabul tume, so cannot be used as a minaya. Only according to the first two Mishnahs in the Rosh, Rabbi Yisrael says that. But according to the third Loshin and the fourth Loshin, Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say that. But according to the Rosh, Rabbi Yisrael says that Dovram Kabul Tume cannot be used as a minayah. So how can you say, Umeidim Bisil Bishamai, that Gedah Ben Kelim Vitegubeh? So according to the third Loshon in the Rosh, so there is no difficulty. Because over there, Rabbi Yisi only says that Dovram Kabul Tume cannot be used as a transmitter, not that it cannot be used as a minayah. But as a minayah, it can be used. So they explain, Umeidim Bisil Bishamai, that he can set up a kele to block the flow of the water from the chadles, so b'meile, then it can be teivel lifnim of that kele, because it's not zeichel anymore. And even though the kele is mikabel tume, but he doesn't use the kele as a medium of transmission, but as a medium of blockage. So that is all right, even according to Rabbi Yis. But the Rash, according to the Rash, Rabbi Yis Shite is that something in Kabul Tume cannot be used as a medium of blockage. So mele, how can the Mishnah say who made him shul gida kelim v'tegu be? Right. V'kash v'omar Rabbi Yisrael Yil kodomo shul Kabul Tume asfun be'yivach ipolik ha-besil shul b'yidim shul gida kelim v'tegu be? Yesh leima. Now, the Rav follow the pshat of the Rash. So the Melech Tzikash, Yeish Leima, the Hayu made him a Sefer Koi. Doma, Vichilim, Shikoda, Ben Leitvulu. Vore Koma, made him Bishama, Le Bisilel, Shagir, a Kelim, Vitovu, Ben Kelim, Shikoda, Ben, So Vitovu, Ben, Is Kelim, Shikoda, Ben, Lo Yutvulu. Avu, Bisilel, Leilom, Sav, Reshem, Gid, a Kelim, Vitovu, Ben. Kerab Yeisi, Doma, Kondo, Shem, Kavu, Tumei, Maschim, Ben, Bivach, Hamash, Medisa. So that is the Rav and the Rash have to say that. But the Rosh doesn't have to say that. He explains, he can explain, in the third and the fourth Loshon. He doesn't have to say that. He can explain the third and the fourth Loshon. The Rosh can explain who made him shulkeidim kila v'tivim, that Basil is made it to be Shammai, that he can use a kela that is mkabel tume zimeneya. And Rabbi Yisi doesn't have reference to a kela being used as zimeneya, but Rabbi Yisi has reference to a kela being used as a transmitter. Now the Rosh. Galchen islash für beide khayrum und sie für beide gege meisel mit dann im kan der khumli boy kamone und mit der yeshu mit zape im sai so ich agal wie kommt asel gazrinon oto khadles so not right in order so the more we feel that in other words you cannot bring a raya that khum is loy boy kamone because we can apply the mishne to a case of yeshu mit zape. And if it applies to a case of Yeshiv Mitzapeh, then it can apply even to Kedesh, to Maisa Sheni and to Truma. But if it does not, the Alibed Emes, the Rav explained it, Alibed Emes, that Chul, we pass on Chul, is loy boy in Kavonet. So Memele, we don't have to apply it to Yeshiv Mitzapeh. Because Ashram, the Gazino, the Chav, the Shok Shomim, the Gazino, Name, the Kedim, Tevun, Odom, Advin, and Kedim, Pars Hamir Vadin Pars is called Pars as called Beimo. I'm a Revis because it's Kasu and because Mikshom and Memso. Who Pars is Zoom, who Revis and Kishveres and Ei. Hardless, my hardless. Zerem Shok Shomamir, with Al Shalom, after him it was about Say, don't give him so. Mad Bilum Ben, Bishamai, Abin Shamai, Al Koch and Kosabre, the Katafres Ribo. Number one, Bishamai say Katafres Ribo. Because Sabre, the late film, Mitaya, Mizeichli. That Mikve can be Mitaya, Mizeichli. Because this water of the Chardles, it keeps on running through the Madrin, through the slant. And still you can realize it really. Umi uefsheh, sheish, Chardles, parses beimu, shamayim imim liseicho, מחוברס לחרדלס כשפרס אני... So the Mishneh, Achreine, raises the Kashi against the second Lashon. Now the second Lashon, the first Lashon, the Rash says that, there is a double machleket between Misham and Bisila. Bisil say, number one, Katafras in Echibo. Number two, Mikrein Meteres Bizeichu. But Bishamai say, no. Number one, Katafras is Echibo. Number two, Mikrein Meteres Bizeichu. So the second version of the Rash, there is only a single machlek between Bisham and Bisilel. As far as Eichlin is concerned, so even Bisham I agree that Mikri is not entirely Eichlin. But machlek between Bisham and Bisilel, according to the second version of the Rash, is on the question as whether Katafres is a Chibur. So Bisil say that Katafres is in a Chibur. So Mimele, according to Bisilel, you cannot be Tevil Chalas. But Bisham I say, Bisham I say that Katafres is a chibur. So Mele, you can be tevil b'chavres. But Zeichlin, even Bisham I agree that Mikri is not entirely Zeichlin. So why do Bisham I say you can be tevil in b'chavres? So when does Bisham I say now the chavres is Zeichel because it's an island, and then with the make shomim just flows over that madre, so it's eichel. So how can one realize it really in that water as it flows down the madre? Because it's eichel. So because Bishamai have reference to a case that. Next to the Chardales, there is a Parsis Behemo, there's a little pit. There's a little groove, a little pit next to the Chardales. And that Parsis Behemo, that little cavity has water, and it is connected to the Chardales by means of Ishishveres on it. So he has the kashi. So he has the kashi. And where is it Eivel? Where is it Eivel? When Bishamai say, Matbilim Bechardales. So where is it Eivel? He's Tevil in the Chardales. So the Mishnah Chayne has the kashi. ומי הוא סוג כוסף הרעש? ומי הוא אפשר לפורש שיש אצלה חרדלס פרסס בימו? והמים אין לי מחבור לחרדלס שוורס הנאית? ובסיל סבר כתף כסי נחית. ומי הוא מדיקטון ומי די משהו מסתחיל לפריק? כוונוס אי בפיר יזה למה את המחלקס? כמו יפריק על בכתף לחות. ומכל מוקים די תקצור מהובין מדיקוסף שמחובר לחרדלס כשוורס הנאית משמע דעים בפרסה ממסור אלו בצירוף החרדלס. He says that Bishamai is reference to the case where a parses a behemo that is not Zeichel. Where is the water Zeichel? Only in the Chardales. But in the parses a behemo that is next to it, it's not Zeichel. And the water in the parses a behemo is connected through Ishveres Aneid to the water in the Chardales. So obviously, the water in the Chardales is not Memsor. Because if the water is in the Chardales itself, it's Memsor. So what kind of Ishaili is there? So the water in the Parsis Abeimo is less than Memsor. So what avail is the fact that there is a Parsis Abeimo and there is water in the Parsis Abeimo, and the water in the Parsis Abeimo is connected to the Chardales? If it's not Memsor, so of what avail is it? So he says, Daitik Zornon. But I think, that the Rash is not difficult at all. In Rename, the Rash applies Bishamai to a case where there is a Parsis Abeimo next to the Chardales of Shomim, and the water in the Parsis Abeimo is a Shbeiren, It's not Zeichel, only the water in the Chardeles is Zeichel. And the water in the Parsis Abheimo have Memsoch. Why couldn't the Parsis Abheimo have Memsoch? So, and he is not Tevel. And if he were to be Tevel in the Parsis Abheimo, then Bisil would also be made. Then Bisil would also be made that it's a good feeling. But he is Tevel. He doesn't want to be Tevel in the Parsis Abheimo. He wants to be Tevel in the Chardeles Olshomi. But the Chardeles Olshomi, so you have here a Chardeles Olshomi, let's say, from this hole up to here is a Chardeles Olshomi. And that's in the Mashpi. And then next to it, you have a Parsis Abheimo. And the Parsis Abheimo is a small cavity. It can be a large cavity too. So, and then, and it has Memsoch. And he is stable in the Chardeles. So Bisil say that the tefillah in the Chardeles is not a good tefillah. Why? Because Katafchas in the Chibur. So Memele, even though the water in the Parsis Abheimo is Memsoch, and it's a Shbeiren, but he wasn't stable in the water in the Parsis Abheimo. He was stable in the Chardeles. In the Chardeles. And since the Chardeles Shokshomim is Nekatafres, is Nemadren, so the Alpidim, there is no connection between the water here in the Parsis Abheimo and the water in the Chardeles. So Bisil say that tefillah is not a good tefillah. But Bishamai say that the tefillah is a good tefillah, even though he immersed himself in the Chardeles Shokshomim, not in the Parsis Abheimo. Why? Because he holds Katafres is Chibur. Katafres is Chibur. So that means that the word Katafres is Chibur and Yiruv also. So that means that the water in the Chardeles are Yiruv with the water in the Parsis Abheimo. And what's the aloche of Yiruv, as Reb Chaim says? Yiruv means more than Chibur. Yiruv means that when you are table here, you are table there too. When a person is stable himself in one corner of the mikveh, so do we say he was only table in that corner? In that corner there is no memsoh. In the mikveh in its entirety, there is memsoh. So Yiruv implies that when a person is stable in one corner, he is stable in every corner. So Mimele, if you have memsoh in the Chardeles, and then you have memsoh in the Parsis Abheimo. The Parsis Abheimo is not Zeichel. The water here is Zeichel. But Bishamai say that he can be table in the Chardeles too. Because Bishamai hold that Katafres Chibur. So not only Katafres Chibur, Katafres Chibur, Katafres Yiruv. So that means that when there is a Shveres Hameit connection between the water here and the water in the Chardeles, so that means the two waters are Murev. As if they had been one mikveh. So Memele, when one immerses himself in the water of the Chardeles, Al Pidin it's considered that he immersed himself here too. So the tefillah is a good tefillah, according to Shammai. But we still say, Katafres in Chibur. So Memele, they're not Mechubel, they're not Meurev. And so he immersed himself in the Zeichlin waters. But according to Bishamai, who hold that Katafres, Chibur, and Yiruv, so then we consider Al Pidin as if he immersed himself not only in the water of the Chardeles, as we consider him as if he immersed himself in the water of the Parsis Abheimo as well. So he immersed himself in Mayeshbiren also, not only in Mezechli. So that's why the tefillah is a good tefillah. So what's the difference between this pshat in the Rash, in the first pshat in the Rash? According to the first pshat in the Rash, there is a double machleik between Bisham and Bisila. According to the second motion in the Rash, there is a single machleik between Bisham and Bisila. And the question whether Katafres is Chibur or not. But Zeichlin, even Bisham, I agree that it's not Mitayah Zeichlin. All right. Ubisil, Eimlin. Eimad Bilin, Katafres in the Chibur, Mimiton is Seivum, Mimashma de Bishile Plige. שגיד הכל מטייבו בהם כלאי מריס ומחיצה בכלים תמאים כי אם קודם הוא שוק כלים ולבד שיעקבי לך המים שלי זכלים וטייבו מים שחוץ לכלים וכלים שקוד הבן לא יתבולו לפי שאם כל הכלים תבולים במים העמדים כי מצד האלים של צד המים העמדים ולא יצד של פשוטה פימטו מתחת לזור Tanya mit Isefte, Gamu Yeris Alpia Mikve, Vichay Mikim Pasas Rakle Beimo, Imo Yom Rovin, Kishver Esanei Mat Bilon Ben, Vim Lavi Mat Bilon Ben, Rabi Yudha Imer Arein Kukas Amoro, Pike Shuk Zamoro Dino Mifor Yom Ferik Shach Hazeh, Oy Tanya mit Isefte, Vizu Chadles, Mikshom Maboy Madre, Reine Isam Yesh Mitzchim Ovat Seifon, Tziruf Memso Mat Bilon Ben, Vim Lavi Mat Bilon Ben, Divre Bishamay, Vizil Eimei Mat Bilon Ben, Achim Lifonov, Ugel, Arboim so, Meise Bikups in Schoen Bescholayim, Schoen geht es Akeilim, wie Teilun Ben, Wakel Meim, Kilsch Goda Ben, Loid Fulu. Now we have to start the sixth pair, the Rabnat Noam. Now, call up, Murev ve Mikve ki Mikve. Anything that is Murev ve Mikve, has a din of a Mikve. Chure Yam Yoro, suppose you have a cave, and in the cave, there is a Mikve, and there is a Chure Yam Yoro, So we use Doki Amioro, Madbilim in Ploshe. Why? Because they are Murev with the water in the Mior. Ukas Amioro, a Madbilim Bo, Elohim Kein Hoison, Kuvo Kishveres Anei. Omer Abiyude, Imesai, Vizman Shein Mamedes Atzmo. Avo Imeno Mamedes Atzmo, Madbilim Bo, Kmoshe. Now let's see the Ram. Kol Amurev, Chure Amioro, Chure Shemesich HaMikre. ומשום שריף תולד שלהם ממורי אורס, קורא למקווה מאור, כמו שאף על פי שהם נקובים כשווה רסני. So what do we see from this Mishnah? It's not, there is a lot of air ומקווה שווה רסני. But that does not mean that if there is less than שווה רסני, then they cannot be newer. In other words, if they are in the same mocking, so then we do not need שווה רסני. So even a mashu can be mechaber, can be meari, everything. When do we need a shiveres alei? If there are different mikveis. Let's say you have a mikveh here, and you have a mikveh here, and you have a geder, a wall, a fence. So it's two separate mikveis. It's not the same mokei, because there is a geder. The fence, the mechitze, makes it into two separate mikveis. So then, if there is a nekev in the geder, so only if the nekev is as large as shveres aneid, then it becomes like one mikveh. But if it's not two mikveis, it's not two mikveis, it's in one mokeh, so then even less than shveres aneid can be mechaber and me'ar. So that's why you say, kimoshe, chure amor, uzdoke amyor, madvil bohem, kimoshe hei. You know, sometimes you find Chure Amior, you have a cave, and then you find a little cavity in that cave. But it's not separated from the cave, so Memele, they're considered one, even with a mashu. You don't need Shveres Aneid. You need a Shveres Aneid if you have two mikvois with a K-cell that is mafsig between them. So there is a nekev, so only if the nekev is as large as Shveres Aneid. Ukas Amor, Gumo Shemishure Amikvo, Eime Mero Nechshovi Mimeime Amikvo, Shal Mailo Mehen Lies Ksheirim Litlo Behen, Elohim Keyesh Bnein Kishveres Aneid, Lichabe. Omer Rabi Yude, Eime Sai, and Kolmokim Shomer Rabi Yude, Eime Sai, Eino Elo Liforesh, certainly be Mishne. So in other words, it's not just Rabi Yude's Din, he's Miforesh the Rabbonan's Din. So when do we say that Ukas Amor, a cavity in the Mero, sometimes you find in the floor, you find a cavity. So that's ukas amor. If in the ground of the mor there is a cavity, so that's ukas amor. So there, at first, the Tanakhama says that when can you be tevil in that cavity? Let's say you want to be madbil, a needle in that cavity. Only as an aid between the cavity and the mor. But when do you require a connection with Shveres Aneid? We can be more, or only if the cavity is capable of maintaining its own identity. If it's incapable of maintaining its own identity, so then, even though there is a slight, a minimum connection, much less than Shveres Aneid, you can be madbil needle in it. Why? Because When do we need Shveres Aneid if it's a separate mikveh? Let's say if you have two mikvois and the K-cell is mafsik and there is a nekev in the case. So it's separate mekemes. But if it's in the same mokay, so then you don't need shviras aneid. Now, the question is, when you have a cavity in the ground of the mor, is the cavity considered as a separate mokay, or is it considered the same mokay? So it all depends. If the cavity is of such character that it could not maintain, it could not hold its own identity, that, let's say, it will fall apart. The moment you put in something there in that cavity, it will fall apart. So that means that it doesn't have its own identity. If it doesn't have its own identity, it's not a separate, it doesn't constitute a separate mocking, in spite of the cavity. So Mimele, you don't need Shiveras Aleid. But if it can hold its own place, its own ground, even when you put in something, so then it's considered a separate mocking. If it's considered a separate mocking, so in order to be considered one mocking with the ground of the cave, you must have Ishvara. Om Rabbi Yudei Misayle, Bo Rabbi Lachlo, the form of Mashma Beresatsu, Bo Nifu Huk, Huk, and Maresatsu, Nagar Mavsik, Bin Amor, and Ifu Meilov, Avon Maresatsu, Bo Bisho, Shibo Litvin, Lifu Agar Huk, Shutakti Samikvo, Umisar, Vimei Amor, Bimei Huk, so then, if it cannot hold its own ground, so then it does not have its own identity, so it's one mokeim with the mikveh. So it needs a minimum connection in order to be considered miurev with the mei amor. Umisalvim imadulim moishu vafilei minekev shverazanei tlishu moli keili vidvilo narinu teirim vimloi tobal inamayim urovin achiyu mirovin kishverazanei. In other words, suppose you have a dli, and the dli itself became tome. So the dli itself requires tefillah. Then you fill it up with the number of machlim in areas, smaller kelim. And you are teveil, the dli with the kelim completely in the mikveh. So the tare is ele, the tefillah is ele, not only for the outside kli, but for the small kelim that are inside the kli also. So the halacha, the Gemara in Chagiga points out that if there is a distinction, you see, between the case where the kli in which you put the small kelim itself requires tefillah, and the case where the kli in which you put the small kelim does not itself require tefillah. The small kelim require tefillah. In the case where the dli itself requires tefillah, together with the small kelim that are dumped inside the dli, so then even if the mouth of the dli is much less than shveras aleid, let's say, is in a kif like this. Suppose the mouth of the dli is so narrow, it's much less than shveras aleid. And you put in a number of needles through that narrow mouth that became tome. So then, since the dli itself requires tefillah, even though the mouth of the dli is less than shveras aneid, so the tefillah is ele. Is ele even for the inside, the kelim inside. Why? Because since all the needles are inside the dli, and the dli itself is tome, so it's considered as if the needles have been part and parcel of the kelim. You know, you have certain kelim that have inside parts. So it's one kelim. So, in other words, so here, if the dli is tome, and you dump in let's say, 20 needles inside the dli through the narrow mouth that is less than shveras aneid, so then all these needles are considered like parts of the same kelim, because they all require tefillah. So mele, it's not necessary to resort to the aloche of viruf through shveras aneid. But if the dli itself is toye, but the needles are tome, and then you put the needles inside the dli, so then, and you immerse the dli in the mikveh, so then the tefillah is only ele for the needles. If the mouth of the dli is as large as shveras aneid, then we have to resort to the aloche of viruf mikvoyes. So dli shu molekeil vidin arle teirim, vli tovel in amayim, in a mai mi ro vi ma ci mi ro vi mi schwara sane vi dra vi ti la de tere va fo pe a di ro ki schwara sane i tsha de atz mi to me vi tsocht vile di mi ge de tsva di mo ge i kha ge ses di mi ge di sal ge lit vile li li sal ge na me ma shi sege so what does it mean it's considered like part of the kale vi mi to va ga sino klima vi mad li to e a vi ni vi e ni mad bile שאיני צורך תפילה, עד שאיני רובין, כי נפרס עלי, אינה כי נשבסי חי תארים, עד שאיני בפייד לי, כי נפרס עלי. נאו, משתגים, שלי שום מקבועיס, בוזה חופסו, הוא בוזה חופסו, הוא בוזה חופסו, מה עם שוב? So suppose you have, three מקבועיס, So, bozeh chofso, bozeh chofso. Here you have in this mikveh you have chofso. In this mikveh you have chofso. In this mikveh you have chofso maim shuvim. But in these two mikvehs you don't have maim shuvim, you have mikshom. So, uvashov min atzat, viyodu shleisho mitov luben, vinisavu. So, that's Archimedes' principle. So, when a person goes, when a person goes into the mikveh, so there is an overflow. So there is an overflow of water from one mikveh into the other. Because the chofso filled up the mikveh. So the moment a person goes into the mikveh, there is an overflow. So then there is hashoke. Because this together with this has memson. But until the three individuals immersed themselves in the three mikvois, so they didn't touch, there was no contact, there was no ashoki. But when they go in, so then there is a displacement of water, so then the water of this mikveh come in contact with the water of this mikveh. So there is ashoki. So mimele, they become yurev, not only ashoke. I mean, here we don't have to resort to ashoke. We have to resort to ashoke in regard to this mikveh. But there is ashoke and there is yurev too. There is more than shiferes and eight water combining the mikvehs. The displacement involves more than shiferes and eight water. So these two mikvois, the moment the two individuals enter these two mikvois, so through the displacement of water, so these two mikvoi, the water of this mikveh combines with the water of this mikveh to the extent of Shverasanate. So mimele, they become united into one mikveh. And then there is a displacement here too. So once these two mikvois become united into one mikveh, and they are mashik to this mikveh, so this mikveh also becomes mocheres. Shleish mikvoi bezechav so maim shuvim v'ashov natzav v'yodu shleish mitov luben v'nisar v'amikvoi steirin.